Everglade, a Chinese property conglomerate, really mega company, was put into, quote, restricted default by the Fitch Rating Agency over its failure to make two payments by the end of their grace period, which also may start further defaults on their $19 billion debt holdings. Putting Everglade into default came literally minutes after Fitch applied the same default label to another Chinese property company, Casa Group, which failed to repay a $400 million bond. Just these two companies make up about 15% of all outstanding Chinese debt held in US dollars. Everglade was considered by many international analysts as being, quote, too big to fail. But international financiers are starting to learn that those type concepts don't really apply to China as they do to American markets. Chinese President Xi Jinping has taken it as a campaign to stop over-indebted companies and generally cool down the country's property market. In 2021, Chinese borrowers defaulted on $10.2 billion worth of offshore bonds, with real estate companies comprising 36% of that. Before Everglade was deemed in default, policymakers in China, as members of the CCP, took control of Everglade's restructuring, including broadly cutting lenders' reserve requirements to try to ensure higher-rated developers can maintain some access to money. While that's likely to help stop a domino effect happening throughout the market, it also shows that China has no intention of writing a blank check to bail out the Everglade property giant. Contact with Everglade from international markets is showing to be hard now that the Chinese authorities have taken over. Notably, Fitch Ratings even said they took steps to reach out to the company before labeling them in default. However, they didn't answer any of their calls or reach out about any payments. What it looks like from the outside, which most things with China are quite murky, that Chinese authorities are going to prioritize paying back debt to Chinese stakeholders over international markets. And international markets and offshore holders aren't even putting up much of a fight to try to get some of their money back, as their view is that Chinese courts are heavily involved with government policymakers. So such a fight to take it to court might not net much. Then there's also the complexity involved with restructuring Everglade and getting payments back to international holders. What I'm thinking about, though, is that international finance might start thinking twice about investing into China for fear that they might not be able to get their money out, which this shows is very possible. This could be great for other countries with strong financial backing, but in this instance, it might be too late to move the needle on Chinese authorities. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find this episode, many others like it, or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.